and welcome to Eye on Princeton, a podcast dedicated to keeping you informed about the happenings in Princeton, Texas. Let's hand things off to your show host and Princeton resident, Mitchell Chase.
Greg Price, thank you so much for that great introduction. You do it all the time. I want to thank you for listening to Eye on Princeton. We can call this our summer safety series. We have Joe Sedano from the city of Princeton. He's the fire inspector. What's the difference between the fire inspector and the fire marshal?
The fire inspector, we do along the lines of the life safety, safety issues, you know, make sure that no exits are blocked just to make sure that the citizens are safe. The fire marshal has the ability to enforce laws. So pretty much they are peace officer certified and they're able, if they do an investigation, they find that the cause is suspicious or arson, have the ability to place someone under arrest and prosecute under the law.
But just tell us a little bit more about your role.
My role here in the city is, again, is along the lines of fire prevention. So I will visit certain areas, businesses. I'll do what's called a safety inspection. I'll make sure that exits, again, they're not blocked, making sure their fire extinguishers are charged and up to date and are visible. If it's a restaurant, making sure that the grills that they have are not laden in grease that have the potential of maybe igniting. So again, everything's along the lines of safety, making sure everything that anyone who visits or work there are safe.
Well, you were kind enough to sit down with us and go over this summer safety series. And specifically what we're going over in this episode are fireworks. There's a couple things that you had pointed out, which is there's the city of Princeton, and then there's the unincorporated areas of Princeton. I hand it over to you as far as fireworks.
Well, fireworks in the city limits of Princeton are prohibited. They're not allowed within the city limits. You can't have it at all. But in some of the incorporated areas outside of the city limits, you're able to use fireworks. Matter of fact, there are firework stands outside the perimeter in the unincorporated or Collin County area where you can purchase fireworks. It is legal for you to use fireworks on your property.
So for an unincorporated area of Princeton, we're on our property. There are some specific things that we need to be aware of, and there may be issues where you might not necessarily be able to fire off the fireworks. Is that right?
Correct. Some of the areas where you cannot, even though you might be on your property, a couple of things that you, if you're within 600 feet of a church or an assembly area or a daycare center, again, you cannot set off fireworks in this particular area that close to those buildings or structures. They have to be at least a minimum of 600. So if your property backs up to, say, a daycare center, you're not going to be able to really utilize or do those fireworks.
As far as the fireworks go, and looking at that, you've got sparklers, you've got mortars, you've got cherry bombs, the list goes on and on. So obviously in the city of Princeton, no fireworks, but cover some safety we should be aware of when it comes to mortars.
When it comes down to mortars, what happens, they shoot up high in the air, and we're entering one of the driest seasons that we've had in quite some time. So you want to be aware of the air conditions, but you also want to be aware of something, say, like the wind conditions, because you might launch a mortar up in the air, and it might catch the wind and take it over to someone else's property. So you need to be aware of, again, you can use fireworks on your property, but if it's going to land or impinge on someone else's property, then you can't do that.
When it comes to cherry bombs or M80s, and the ones I'm talking about that are like really loud, good explosions on them, things that we need to be aware of. Yeah, share on that.
In regards to the fireworks, the big bang, things that go bang, again, it's something you want to be very, very aware about in your area. They're very, very loud, and some actually might have a noise ordinance. But primary concern that you have with those is the potential for injury to, say, maybe a hand injury, because some people will light it and want to throw it in the air. The potential of having a hand injury is the fuses might be different lengths. So the one you threw before might had a substantial fuse on it, but the next one is small, and it might end up going off in your hand and causing a hand injury.
Ouch, that's not good. With some other things with fireworks, now there is going to be a professional show which will be hosted by the city of Princeton, and that's the July celebration. Professional fireworks there. share about it. I mean, you obviously have worked the event for many years, but as far as the fireworks go, talk to us about it.
Well, the company that's putting on the fireworks display, their pyrotechnics have been doing this for quite some time, but it takes quite a bit of planning to get ready for an event like this. We start having meetings with the company in regards to where they're going to set off the fireworks, and then we start trying to plan for, okay, making sure we have the proper staff should anything happen that, again, being so dry, if one of the fireworks land in the area and ignite something on fire, that we have the staff to be able to deal with the fire and put it out or any other emergency that might occur.
How about an FUI? Fireworks under the influence. Alcohol and fireworks, how does that mix?
That's never a good thing, because then you start getting into the bigger, better type person who's like, hey, if this is good, let's make this louder and let's put this in a can, or let's put this in something and see if we can make it go bigger and let's add lighter fluid. And so, yeah, usually with dealing with any type of fire, it's never good under the influence.
Maybe you should have a DFG, designated fire guy.
That might be a good idea, or someone who's not, maybe did instill some type of, hey, maybe that's not a bright idea to do that. So that's always a good.
So in the unincorporated areas, and let's say people do use the fireworks on their own property, just some safety tips is having to do with, like, let's go with mortars. What should you have around you?
Well, it's always good to have some type of extinguishing source, garden hose, if some particular reason, or a source of water. Outdoor safety is always very, very important. You want to make sure more than anything, follow the directions that are on the package carefully. It'll list, the safety guidelines for that particular item. So you want to look at the directions. Again, keep a bucket of water, maybe a wet towel, garden hose just nearby. After, you want to make sure you're discarding the fireworks properly. So after it explodes, again, you want to have maybe a bucket of water you can discard that into. And more than anything, use common sense.
Well, Joe, I just want to thank you for coming in and just sharing with us about fireworks. Is there anything else that you would like to share before we go as far as fireworks and safety? And
again, more than anything, it's very, very important to just be aware of your surroundings, be aware of your neighbors. You don't know who's next door, loud noises might be affecting them. So you want to be cognizant of the people also around you in the areas that, hey, maybe loud noises are affecting their animals, especially in the unincorporated areas. We still have a lot of ranches. We still have a lot of livestock. So just be aware, if you are in the unincorporated areas using fireworks, be cognizant of the animals, the livestock, and just your neighbors in general.
Joe, thank you so much for being on the show and doing this summer safety series. And thanks going out, of course, to Chief Tom Harvey for putting this all together. We call it the Summer Safety Series right here on Eye on Princeton. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoyed it a lot.
Thank you for listening to Eye on Princeton, a podcast focused on the happenings in Princeton, Texas. We always welcome your feedback, ideas, suggestions, comments, or questions by email to Mitchell Chase at MitchellMChase.com. Until next time, blessings to you and yours. Eye on Princeton is produced by Chase Productions. Copyright 2022.